Let us dedicate ourselves to what the Greeks wrote so many years ago, to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. Let us dedicate ourselves to that and say a prayer for our country and for our people. Robert F. Kennedy speaking in Indianapolis on April 4, 1968, 2 hours after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Highbridge Audio presents The Last Campaign, Robert F. Kennedy and 82 Days That Inspired America, by Thurston Clark. Read for you by Pete Larkin. Prologue, June 8, 1968. In 1968, America was a wounded nation. The wounds were moral ones, and the Vietnam War and 3 summers of inner-city riots had inflicted them on the national soul, challenging Americans' belief that they were a uniquely noble and honorable people. Americans saw news footage from South Vietnam, such as the 1965 film of U.S. Marines setting fire to thatched huts in the village of Cam Nay, with cigarette lighters and flamethrowers as women and children ran for safety, and realized they were capable of atrocities once considered the province of their enemies. They saw smoke rising over Washington, D.C. during the riots following the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., soldiers with machine guns guarding the Capitol, federal troops patrolling the streets of American cities for the first time since the Civil War.